Have you ever wondered how the men in the Bible times came to know the mind of God for them? For instance, the men who served him. Have you ever wondered how God communicated with them? Or people who received revelation from God that perhaps was new. No one else could tell them. They were the first ones. They were the pioneers. Have you ever wondered in your own heart and mind whether God had some special way of conveying the truth to them? Well, now, I don't think our study for today is going to give us all that could be said, but we're going to get one answer for it in the 10th chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Now, when we look in this book, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, and see what happened to Peter, we're going to learn something about one of the ways in which God would reveal his mind and thought to a man like Peter. I know I've heard a good many times that these writers of the Bible were men who thought on these things a good deal and had good ideas and real keen insight, and they figured out certain things, and they wrote to us what they figured out. Now, I'm not going to say such things never happened, but the idea that that's the only way it ever happened, that isn't true. Because here you're going to find out that Peter was given an insight, an understanding, in a way that enabled him to get it right away without arriving at it through a lot of argument. He just shown certain things. But what I have in mind will be seen as we read. And if you have your Bible with you, you'll really need it to hear, because it's going to be over quite a bit of passage here, quite a long passage, and I want you to notice it as I go along. I want to talk about it. If you don't have a Bible, I hope to make it clear enough that you'll be able to profit by it. We're going to be reading in the book of Acts in the 10th chapter and beginning to read at the 9th verse. And remember just before this that Cornelius, a good man who prayed to God always, gave alms to the poor, and God sent him a messenger, an angel, who told Cornelius that his prayer and his alms had gone up as a memorial before God and had been heard before God. And now he was to send to Joppa for one called Simon Peter, and Simon Peter would tell him what he needed to do. So he sent two of his servants and a soldier, three people, and sent them off in this fashion. So now we read in this book, in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 9, we go on with the story. And on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Now, remember, what they're talking about is that committee, that delegation that were coming from Cornelius, two of his servants and a soldier. And as they drew nigh to the city of Joppa, at that time, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray, you know, on the flat roof that they have. We have some roof gardens, you know, all that kind of thing. And he went up there to pray about the sixth hour, just about noon. You see, sixth hour, in the way they had it reckoning, would just be about 12 o'clock noon. And he went up there for a time of prayer. And he became very hungry. It was dinner time, lunchtime, and would have eaten, wanted to eat. But while they made ready, they were preparing food, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet, knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. This was the vision that he saw. He saw this sheet, great big sheet, let down from heaven to earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowl of the air, all kind of creatures. And there came a voice to him, said, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Now the word common here, we would sometimes translate that as profane, but what that actually means is something that was not, well, I think the right word for it would be kosher, something that was not authorized. You see, the Jewish people were very careful about their food, and they wouldn't eat just anything. There had to be certain, there were certain specified animals, creatures that they would eat and certain that they wouldn't eat. Now, those that they wouldn't eat were among that which they called common. And unclean would be that which was not according to the law that they had. And this sheet that come down from heaven in front of Peter, when it said had all manner of beasts in it, it had there those which were not authorized for a Jew to eat. Creatures that were, like for instance, one of the things the Jews won't eat is pork. They won't eat anything that's pork. Well, that could be included here. It'd be as if they'd had pork in there when they let it down. And this voice came to Peter and said, Arise and eat. Peter said, Not so, Lord. I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Anything that is unauthorized or is not kosher, if it hasn't been killed in a certain way, I never eat it. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, call not thou common. Well, that was a strange thing. Some of those creatures that he knew according to the law were not the right to eat. And this voice said, Now don't you call them not right to eat. If God cleansed them, they're all right to eat. This was done thrice, three different times in his vision. He saw this sheet let down from heaven. In it were all kinds of creatures. Some of them were not kosher. Some of them were not authorized. A voice said, Rise, kill, and eat. Peter said, No, I don't do that. I don't eat anything that's unclean. Then the voice would come and say, What God hath cleansed, call not thou common. If God has cleansed it, don't you call it unclean. This was done three times. And the vessel was received up again into heaven. Verse 17. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean. If you couldn't figure out, for instance, couldn't see very clearly how that would go, you can just be sure that Peter couldn't either. When Peter thought about it, he couldn't make it out. Why should that have been shown to him? Behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. Right while he was thinking about this, this committee from Cornelius were right out there at the door and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. They called up and wanted to know if there was a Simon Peter. While Peter thought on the vision, you see, he was trying to figure out, what's the meaning of this thing? Why did God show me these creatures, some of which it is not proper for me to eat, and tell me to eat? Why did he do that? And when I said, No, I won't eat, he said, What God hath cleansed, call not thou common. Now, what did that mean? While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, Behold, three men seek thee. You remember those three men. There were the two servants, household servants, and the devout soldier. And these three men were out there. And this is what the Spirit told Peter. Arise, therefore, get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. They're going to come and ask for you, you go. They're going to ask you to go with them, you go with them. Nothing doubting, don't ask any questions. Just go with them, I've sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause wherefore you are come? And they said, and they told him the story. And this is the way they tell it. Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and hear words of thee. Cornelius was told to send for you, that you'd have a message for him. Then called he them in and lodged them. They spent the night. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Peter didn't go alone. He took along some other Christians. I'm not going to speculate about what happened during the night, but you know, I have an idea they talked things over. I'm just mentioning that to you, not because it has any particular truth in it, especially, but just so that you will keep it real. They spent the night together. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. I don't know whether you and I could recognize right away why that would be the case. Peter, you see, is going to go into a Gentile home. That's against social custom. People don't believe in that. They didn't do it. And Peter was going to do it. And he took along certain brethren so they could testify afterwards exactly what happened. And the morrow after, they entered into Caesarea, got to the city where Cornelius was. Cornelius waited for them, had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. Gave him a great deal of honor. But Peter took him up, took him by the hand, told him to stand up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." And as he talked with them, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, "You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation." When it says unlawful, it is, it's against the customs. It's against our rules. It's against our social way of doing things. And you know that that's the way it is, and that's the way I would ordinarily do. "But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Now, if you look back on what he saw, "What God hath cleansed, call not thou common." And here he says, "God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." You will see that Peter has suddenly realized that the death of the Lord Jesus Christ was for all men, regardless of who they are, regardless of their race, regardless of their connections, for all men. And because he is for all men, then he should personally never call any man common or unclean. He could have personal fellowship with them. "Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, for what intent have you sent for me?" And Cornelius said, now he tells his story. And we will be looking at that in our next study. We'll start there at verse 30 in our next study. And I wish that you would read it. Take your Bible and turn to the book of Acts, to the 10th chapter, and read this whole story. We've gotten down through verse 29. And read the whole chapter so that you'll be able to appreciate it as we go on with our studies from here. Because this is a marvelous truth. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us to have our hearts and minds open for messages from Thee. Show us how we may hear Thee through Thy Word, that Thou wilt speak to us and guide us in our ways, that we may be found doing the things pleasing to Thee. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.